Blog Talk Radio.
Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, spiritual relationship healing expert, helping men and women heal their bodies, their relationships, and their lives through love. Author of the book, Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, director of HealthyBabyBoomersNetwork.com, and seminar leader. My recent novel is Love in the Blizzard of Life, and it's available at Amazon.com. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter how old you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can, and often does, get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Today, I have the very special pleasure of speaking with a long-term blogging friend, Donna Merrill. She is a practicing intuitive consultant and social media maven. Donna provides coaching strategies for people who want to start up a business or are already in one. She offers ways to help you be a successful marketer, and she loves to see how you grow. She emphasizes and shows by example that no matter what your passion is, you can cash in on it. Sure, there's a learning curve, and we've all been discovering that. But most importantly, it takes digging into your inner being and letting go, connecting with your passion, and never giving up. Her blog site is at DonnaMerrillTribe.com. Donna is spelled D-O-N-N-A. Merrill is M-E-R-R-I-L-L. So I would love to welcome Donna and say hello.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm great. We have been experiencing a little difficulty where the sound is breaking up, so hopefully it can be heard.
Yes,
well,
here to my
for
end
other
too,
people.
But that's okay. I think we can get through this.
So I want to begin by asking you, Donna, to please tell us a little bit about your background. I mean, I've been on a blogging tribe reading your blogs for several years now, and yet I really don't know a lot about your background and training and where you came from. So why don't you tell us about that?
To put it in a nutshell, I'm a psychic, and I've been doing intuitive counseling for about 30 years, and developed a storefront business, a very small budget, and it's a funny story. I put in front of that storefront 7-minute quickies for $10, and that's how I built up my clientele, because people got that catchy phrase, $10, and, you know, because I was in a new town. And this is how I started my business offline. And then I went online, and I found social media and attraction marketing. And my old 7-minute quickie became attraction marketing. And my passion really is, I mean, dealing with so many clients that I have and seeing them, you know, either irritated or, you know, just unhappy with their jobs or their, you know, whatever, you know. I said, you know, let me take this on the internet. I mean, this is my why. You know, I know how to build a business offline, so I put it online, and I started blogging. And I learned, and I wanted to be the forerunner. I mean, my psychic clients are the real reason why I'm here and why I started. I started my business on the internet. I started blogging, and I started teaching my clients that they can have a back door business, you know, if they were too afraid to let go of their jobs, or they wanted to just go full ahead in them. And I just want them to be financially free, to know the freedom that I've experienced, I've learned how to do. And I'm here to give people a little push and help them, you know, create their business plan. And just to see that they're not miserable in their day-to-day jobs, you know. And I've done this from surgeons to admin assistants, teachers. They all got online. One of the examples is a teacher that was so miserable, you know, with the bureaucratic system in the schools. And she finally got online, and now she has a successful business teaching homeschoolers, you know, all online. So, you know, it can be done. I feel like there's a passion within all of us. It doesn't matter how old we are. It doesn't matter where we are in life. It can be done if you follow your passion.
Well, Donna, I have to say that the first part of what you were saying, I could not hear, and finally your sound got better.
Oh, good.
So you said something about that you were selling something for $10. Can you explain that again?
That was when I started doing my psychic business. And I had a storefront, and I put a sign up, you know, and the sign said, 7-minute quickies for $10. So that captured attention, okay? And now in the social media, I mean, that would be a great email line, you know, to get people to capture their attention.
Right.
But back then, before the internet, people were wondering, you know, what does this mean? So I gave them a little taste of what I do, and this is how I built up my clientele offline. It was many years ago. And with that idea, I came to the internet, you know, not with my 7-minute quickies, but I had an idea of getting on the social networks and giving good content to get people to know me, to get people to engage with. And, you know, when it comes down to it, people like people. So on social media platforms, you know, you're giving content, you're giving part of yourself, and this is a good start, a good way to start your business.
Oh, my music just went on again. This is a technical day.
Yes.
Strange in the air. Anyway, so how did you become an intuitive? And then we'll get into what you're doing online.
Well, I was born an intuitive. That's a long story. I was born that way, suppressed by it because my family didn't like what I was saying. They were scared of me. And then came out of my little broom closet, as I call it, and started doing business, you know, online. And I'm sorry, started doing business offline. And, you know, I opened up a little storefront, and there you go. And when people come to me, you know, the word psychic, intuitive, has a lot of mixed messages. But, you know, a feeling is something I could see in the future. But I do believe that everyone is master of their own destiny. So what I do see, it's funny. When you're looking in the future, you see many roads, and there's many variables. So if you do one thing, this is going to happen. If you do something else, that's going to happen. That's up to the person, that's what I
do. So you actually have sort of a vision of what will happen based on
the
choices.
It's like little movies I start seeing in my head, you know, and I don't know why. I mean, I studied parapsychology for years. Parapsychologists studied me, but this is what I do. So intuitively, you know, I can help people to reach their goals and their desires or personal growth.
Wow, so many people would love that. I mean, people really want, they come to me for counseling, and they just want me to solve the problem for them. So doing is you can show them, but then they still have to make the choices.
Exactly, because I do have a psych background, and kind of incorporate that, because, you know, you can't give people the answers, as you know, in your business. You can't give them the answer. They have to find it themselves. But with a little push to the future, if someone says, oh, you know, I'm at this job and what's going to happen? I said, well, if you stay there, you're not going to move forward. But I do see that there's a switch and change coming in a few months. And if you decide to do that, you will move forward. But it's up to the person, because there's so much that we have inside. And you know, it's really up to the individual. But it's guided them that way.
Right. So how did you transfer this amazing ability that you have into online business?
Well, I still do it. I mean, I'm still doing, you know, 2 to 4 hours a day, you know, with clients. But because my clients had so many financial problems, and because they wanted to attain more peace in their lives, you know, working anywhere, you know, again, from people in surgery to even my best clients are psychiatrists. You know, no matter where they are in life, they want that financial freedom. They're tired of bureaucracy. They're tired of, you know, pettiness or whatever. And what I do is, you know, kind of get into their selves and try to find out their passion, you know. And once they find their passion, they can bring it onto the internet. They can bring it onto a blog and start blogging about it. And we know how that works. It's giving good content, so on and so forth, getting on social media sites and engaging other people. And then they can sell their products or services, you know, and then teach them about marketing that too. But mainly it's just to get them. I mean, some people have a back door, what I call a back door, where they keep their job, but yet they're going to try something else. I have a client that's a designer in clothing, and she's keeping her job because she has a family, but she's doing designing on the side, and she made so much money doing it that she was able to quit her job, stay at home with her children, and still design. So that's my goal, is to help others reach the point I'm at right now.
And also, it sounds like you're helping them reach their passion, so they're not just sticking to something they're not happy doing.
Oh, exactly, because that's what it comes down to. You know, we all have passions, so whatever it is, you can monetize it. You know, whether it's, you know, piano lessons or, you know, psychology or no matter what it is, it can be anything. You have a passion, you could put it online and start teaching it and eventually make your own product and start monetizing on it.
So there are so many people out there hyping that all you have to do is put up your website and you can have a million followers and you can make thousands of dollars every month. So what do you tell people when they work with you, when they're ready to go online?
Well, first I tell them to get a WordPress blog and a hosted one so they can have their own property, okay? And some people do affiliates, some whatever, but I really deal with people that have their own business that want to do their own product or services. And I tell them to blog first and then get on the social sites and join things like we met in B3, you know, different places, different blogging alliances, tribes. And
well, why don't you describe that a little, because there are people listening that never heard of B3.
B3 is awesome. It's a blogging alliance where we're all accountable to kind of, like, you know, reciprocate to one another's blogs a certain amount. So this drives traffic and good backlinks to your blog, because you're going to deal with good bloggers. You're not going to deal with spammers, you know, because your backlinks are important right now these days. So you're going to deal with people that have good original content and other bloggers, and you start meeting them. And then you take it onto your social sites. You know, you can get onto Google Plus and have a hangout. You can get onto Google Plus and have a community, which just started, which is really fun. So you meet them on all different levels of social sites. And the beauty of it, I find, you know, besides the finances, is making friends and making, you know, like just masterminding and sort of masterminding, like meeting every week on Google Plus Hangouts. You start really connecting, and I have a group of people that we connect all the time, and, you know, one of us feels down, the other ones will come in and help us, so we have a good network. So it leads to good, solid friendships and help your business. So there's a lot of people out there all over the world. Fascinating. And that's what fascinates me. That's what keeps me going.
It is fascinating. But how do you handle, I mean, I know I'm working an awful lot of hours, so how do you handle the social media marketing part of it? You know, following people on Twitter and on Facebook and commenting and then going to Google Plus.
That you have to have a DMO, a daily massive operation. I go onto Facebook 3 times a day, post something on Facebook 3 times a day, so it stays alive. I may scan out and see what my friends are doing, but I usually go to my groups, you know, and see what they're doing, because we have a groups, you know, special groups we're in, and I spend maybe 10 minutes on there. It's easy to be on Facebook and just get lost, so you have to discipline yourself. So it's like 10 minutes 3 times a day on Facebook, mm-hmm. 5 minutes 3 times a day on Google Plus. Twitter, I have future tweets where I put in my own inspirational quotes, and then I syndicate other people. If you wrote a blog, I will comment on your blog and then tweet it out, you know, so other people can see it. Twitter is basically, you know, really getting content of other people. That's what Google likes you to do. So you need to just, like, kind of be very disciplined with your time and work on, you know, if you have to eat the frog, as they say, you know. And eating the frog is, like, the biggest thing you have to do during the day. And if you put that, I mean, like, no one wants to eat the frog. But if you eat that frog first, the rest of the day is fine. So I have to focus on my business, my marketing first, and then go on my social sites and comments. And when you discipline your time like that and be persistent and not give it up, you know, it really becomes part of your day. You don't get lost. You don't get overwhelmed. Because I think that's what people don't like, is they get overwhelmed so quickly.
Well, there's more than the overwhelm. There's also an attitude that some people have that they don't want to do the work. I have introduced people to the blogging tribe, and they stay about a week or a couple of weeks, and then they just say, I can't do this. They're too busy.
Yeah, well, that's the 97% of people who don't make it on the Internet. There's only
3%. Well, right. They don't realize that it takes time, that it's a process of building the connections and the friendships, and also that you have to give. You can't just put it out there, because that's what a lot of people do. They put out their thing. I see it in some of my groups. They put out, go to my site, come to my webinar, you know, all these things, and they're not reciprocating and coming to other people. It goes back.
And, yeah, that doesn't work. I did a blog post once, don't be a buy me blogger. And, you know, because some bloggers are just like, buy me, buy me, buy me. And
right.
Those bloggers, they are so boring, and I will not comment on them because spam, really, when you come down to it. But if you give good content about something in your niche, and, you know, it's that 90-20 rule where it's like 90% you put out good content and 10% you can, you know, offer something. Like, I'm doing a webinar, you know, and it's fine as long as you only do 10%. And, you know, on social sites, it's really difficult. I've been blocking more people this year than ever because I find that who they're listening to is guru, but they're just spamming. I mean, I get private messages all day long saying, join this, buy that, and I'm like, no. You know,
and And it's also someone that I don't even know very well doing that. Asking
worse.
For something right away. I had an incident that with someone. I gave a webinar on, it was about Facebook and LinkedIn, and then someone from this professional organization that I did it for right away contacted me and said, oh, please write it, in, not an endorsement, but I forget what you call it, but a recommendation on LinkedIn for her. And I wrote back that I don't even know you.
Yeah.
Like, the smarter thing, since she was listening to my webinar, would have been for her to write a recommendation for me and then maybe say, would you write one back for me?
Exactly. You know, it's go-getting. Gary Vaynerchuk wrote a book, the Go-Getting Economy, something like that.
You're
and
bringing
it was all
up
about,
a lot right now, so I'm not sure what you're
okay. But it really, we have to give in order to receive. I mean, that's the rule. We have to be able to give our content and give the time and, give everything we can. And then people start, coming to us and then we make a relationship. But, I see too much of the spamming going on, even on Facebook, I'm seeing, all these opt-ins for, affiliate markets or whatever. And I don't even look at them. They can even be people I know. And I won't even look at it.
Right. Now,
we're supposed to be social. These are social sites.
And the whole point is to be social, to show an interest in other people, comment on what they're writing about.
Exactly.
And not just a comment. I write for several sites, and once in a while there's a comment that says, great article. But that's not saying anything. That's almost like spam. Because people sometimes go to 20 articles and write on each one, great article, but they didn't show that they read the article and that they're responding to it.
Yeah, I won't accept that. I won't accept that. I won't accept people that come in without a gravatar. Sometimes they do, but most of the time they do not.
Right. So the gravatar is that little image that...
The little image,
So you know who the person is. So I don't want to forget to ask you that, do you use only social media or do you also use paid advertising?
I use both. I use mostly social media, but if I'm launching my own product or a webinar, I mean, right now I'm working with my husband and we're going to launch something, then I would use both paid media, paid advertising and social media, because there's so much you can do on social media. So sometimes if you have a product or something to offer, it's good to, use your paid media too. My list is people that I know, and a lot of people I know are in my niche, so, they don't want to pay for something already. So I need to get people out there that don't know me, and we'll give them something for free and then launch something and get them onto my list. And that's another way that we build relationship with our email list. And it's just as important, even more important. That's what I usually do the first thing in the morning is to write to my email list every single day.
You write to it every single day?
Every day. Every day
wow.
I write it. I get in touch with them. I've learned that technique from studying with Dave Smith, who is a really good guru out there, and a hell of a nice guy. And sometimes I write a story or I keep in touch and I get responses. My clients will tell me, even if I just put like a little inspirational quote of the day, and sometimes I get feedback where it's like, it's just what I wanted to hear. So it's more personalized when you're writing to your email list as opposed to writing on Facebook or social sites. And people say the money's in the list, and it's true. It is.
Well,
so
what I want to say about the list and about your friends, I've discovered a lot of my friends maybe don't need or want what I'm offering right now. They may like me, they may want to support me, but they don't really have that need right now. whereas the people who opted in to get something from me from and then are on my list are more interested because they
exactly
actually
that
opted in. So mm-hmm. you're making
and
a lot of sense.
And, yeah, and they're the ones that you want to really put on top of your day. You know, they're the ones that, that are so important because they came from somewhere. And they opted into your list because they like you and they want more information from you. So you get to start to know them. You share a little bit of yourself sometimes. I know Dave Smith always says write a story, but you know, that can get very tedious. I like to make it short and sweet and share some of my own experiences so they can get to know me, so I'm opened up to them and they feel more comfortable. And
have do you have an autoresponder series that you send to them?
Yes,
or
we do.
Or are you just writing this every day? Or are you doing both?
I do both. Sometimes I'll write it, you know, when something I'm inspired, but usually I'll sit down in the week and write a whole bunch, you know, of stuff every day, almost every day. I don't do it on Sundays. But mm-hmm. I'll write everything down, and then we'll have the autoresponder kick it out. And so it makes life easy.
Hmm.
And but I do check my list every day, and I do get people that email me back, and you know, they're talking to me. So, you know, besides the social media, my email is like the same thing. You know, we're talking back and forth.
Well, I have another question. Working with your husband, you said that you're setting up a webinar and doing some business together. How does that work, or how is that working?
I'm the lucky one that can. I mean, a lot of people out there don't work with their spouses, and there's a lot of, you know, trouble. But David and I, we've been together for 22 years, and we get along very well, and it's invigorating. We live, breathe, and eat internet marketing together. We have
and
an
you
office
both
with.
Do.
We both do, and, you know, we start off in the morning, we have our cup of coffee, and we talk business, and it's fun, but we have merged, and we're creating webinars on a regular basis, and right now we're building a membership site also, so it's sort of like this big thing you have to build before you launch out, because you want to make sure you have everything in place, and you want to make sure that your emails are all in place also, your membership site. So it's sort of like building a building, okay? You know, you want your foundation, and you want to have all the bells and whistles, and then you launch it out, because if you wing it, you're probably going to, you know, fall down on your face. So
well, the other side of it is that it helps to do it, even if you're winging it, to do it a few times so you get the experience of it,
mm-hmm.
but not expect a huge following immediately.
Exactly.
The whole process has to build.
Exactly.
Wow.
And well, we want to have everything in place so we can, you know, send people to where they have to go with different price lines so it could fit everybody's budget. And, you know, being able, and David does most of the marketing techniques and all that stuff, and he takes care of all that left brain stuff, things you need to know to start a business. And I take care of the inside of the person because that's just as important to me because it's, you know, I'm like a cheerleader, you know. I want these people not to give up. I want to bring out their passions. I want to. You know,
all right, but Donna, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're running short of time. So I would really like you to give your website or how people can get in touch with you.
Okay, you can go to DonnaMerrillTribe.com. It's Donna Merrill, DonnaMerrill, Tribe.com. That's my blog. And you can read through my blog and get some helpful hints and get in touch with me there. And I also have all my links on there, so it's easy to do.
So if you really want some help to get a business started online, Donna can really, really help you. And she will have an intuitive approach on top of the business approach. So it's really special.
Thank
you.
So,
Donna, thank you so much for coming today. And
Oh, it's wonderful. And even though we had some technical difficulties, we made it.
We made it through. So I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, and createhealingandlovenow.com/blog. And for a personal consultation, contact drericawellness.com.